Conservative talk show hosts at WTMJ-AM and WISN-AM in Milwaukee regularly do lengthy interviews with just GOP office holders or candidates. Callers let on the talk shows overwhelmingly say they're Republicans. The watchdog group Media Action Center has filed petitions with the Federal Communications Commission to deny new licenses for the two stations. Group spokesperson Randy Bryce says the stations violated a rule called the Zappel Doctrine during the 60 days leading up to the June recall election against Governor Scott Walker.
The Media Action Center Wisconsin monitoring team proved that the radio stations each provided supporters of Scott Walker and the GOP with about 80 minutes in free airtime every Monday through Friday. But WISN and WTMJ refused to allow any supporters of Mayor Tom Barrett on the air at all.
Bryce says a proper remedy is more political balance on the two stations.
I mean, I would obviously like to see 50-50, but, you know, even some measurable percentage would be better than what we have right now, which is why we're at where we're at.
The receptionist at WISN in Milwaukee said her program director would have no comment. The media giant Clear Channel owns WISN. The Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel's Journal Broadcast Group owns WTMJ. A vice president at that company has so far declined comment. The FCC is due to rule on the license renewals for the two stations within a couple weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.